Paul White joins us. Paul, formerly of USA Today and one of the great men of baseball. We talk every holiday and go through the season together. Paul, how are you?
Doing great, Marty. Just want you to know it's raining in Washington.
Oh, really? Okay.
As you guys know, it does that here.
Occasionally. Is this the remnants of Harvey coming through?
Yeah, it is. It blew through like overnight and into this morning. It's starting to clear out now.
All right. Well, let's start with the Nationals. And, you know, you talk about Gio Gonzalez and Strasburg and Scherzer and what's got to happen here. They've got a 15-game lead. There's no problem. And I guess they really don't have a shot at catching the Dodgers for the best record. That seems way off. But Trey Turner is back now, but still no Bryce Harper, and he got hurt in the Giants series. What's going on there?
It's been kind of mysterious. There's some concern, and the Nationals aren't talking about it. They're very close to the vest with their injuries, and there's some concern now that he might not be back at all.
Really?
I don't know if that's true, but the people that are on the beat and covering the team every day are starting to get that feel that this is not going as well as they had hoped. Now, the Nationals are saying, oh, yeah, we're taking our time, trying to get him ready for the playoffs. We'll be good. But I don't know. It's that's going to be the big mystery there because obviously they're a different team without them. They've played well, but you get into tight series against other quality teams, and it looks like they'll play the Cubs in the first round. I mean, they've got to have that bat.
Well, when we saw the injury, I mean, it looked like a knee, remember? But they talked about a deep bone bruise, and honestly, I'm not a doctor, but a deep bone bruise, it seems a little strange that it would take forever to heal and to the extent where you could be out 2 months.
Yeah, and, it's kind of interesting. You talk to doctors and medical people, I think the public doesn't really understand the things that go on with bones. They talk about deep bruises.
Right.
They talk about sprains. I mean, some of these things are as close as you can get to a fracture. People think, oh, no, it's just a sprain. It's not a big deal. Well, that's nearly as serious in some cases, if it's a bad one, as a fracture. So we don't know for sure. Obviously they've got a lot of other offense, but they need that guy that can just change the game and strike fear into the other opponents. I mean, Murphy's a great hitter. Rendon's a great hitter. Zimmerman's had a nice year. They're getting all the other pieces back together. Turner's another dynamic at the top of the order. Very few of those guys in baseball anymore can change a game with their speed. But that one guy that just scares the heck out of you and makes you change how you pitch, that's Harper.
Wow. All right, man. This will be interesting in the month of September to see what happens. Paul White with us talking a little ball here on this Saturday weekend of Labor Day. Paul, Dusty got a little bit of heat the other day. I saw he put Doolittle in the eighth inning and put Kinsler in the ninth inning, and those weren't the innings they're supposed to be in, and of course everything went sideways. But in the playoffs, you can't, and Matt Williams tried to do it, you can't do it. You cannot go by what you did in the regular season. It's a whole different animal, and all of a sudden Dusty, they said, he's going to screw up the pitching again.
No, what I think he's doing, and he's using the 15-game lead. He's going to try. Kinsler had struggled a little bit. I think he wanted to try him in a different role, kind of get his confidence back up. Try let him close the game. Let him finish it out. See what happens. You got to find out if you can use him in those situations in October. And he hadn't pitched all that well since he came over from Minnesota. Doolittle's been great. Madsen got hurt. They'll have him back probably they can figure out where he fits in. But they've got to really know what they have. And Dusty's gun shy with what's going on with that bullpen all year. He wants to be confident. Can I pitch Kinsler in the ninth or the tenth if we get into a tight game? Or do I have to, is the seventh as far as I want to go with him? He's got to find those things out.
Yeah, very good. Well, that's what September is all about. You got to line up the bullpen because you don't win without. I don't care who you have. Seven innings, trouble starts, the starter is gone, and then the bullpen decides what's going on. The Cubs are getting hot. All of a sudden the Cubs are starting to roll now, and they're doing it at the right time.
Yeah, and they, you know, they're starting to get the pitching together. You know, they've got some issues with their bullpen depth. Again, you know, Madden tends to have the quick hook, especially in the playoffs. We've seen that. He's got to have confidence in his guys, but the offense is starting to come together. Schwarber started to hit some. You know, all the other pieces. You know, they're clearly the best team in that division. They've underachieved for most of the year, and Madden's been, you know, we'll be fine, and he's probably right. Now, you know, again, they're going to get thrown into a tough series right away with the Nationals. Two teams that are really, really good, have a lot of expectations, but both have their warts and their concerns. It's going to be interesting. You know, this may really come down to, in the National League, the teams that have gone through this before. And I think what the Cubs did last year, because it wasn't easy, people forget that. I think that's going to really help them against teams that still have this stigma hanging over them, the Dodgers and the Nationals. Can they do it in October? They have a couple bad games, and that starts all over again.
Well, John Lester comes back today for the Cubs. He's been since the middle of August. See what he can do. I'll tell you the guy that is a highlight reel every night, and that's Javier Baez.
Yeah.
Come on, this guy, he steals home. I mean, every slide is like he's on ice. He looks like a hockey player. He moves so fast. Now, really, he's turned into a tremendous weapon. He still swings at everything. But on the field, this is
great,
a dynamic player, isn't he?
Yeah, great defensive player. I mean, some of the plays he makes are just ridiculous in the infield. And that's another dimension for them. You know, I think they tend to be underestimated. They're a pretty solid defensive team. You know, they got a few guys that don't move all that well. You know, Rizzo's got great hands, doesn't cover a huge amount of ground. Bryant's kind of the same way. But, you know, they've got some guys that can run and get it in the outfield. Hap has made a big difference for them when he plays center. And if he's not, John Jay's out there. Hayward, you know, they catch the ball. And that's a big thing because, you know, that's a pitching staff that's not going to lead the league in strikeouts. And there's going to be balls in play, and they got to make the plays.
Well, they've got five 20 homer guys right now, 25 or younger. See, this is the thing about baseball. You know, the Giants have a 30-year-old, a 29-year-old, a 31-year-old, a 33-year-old, a 27-year-old. Well, they're old.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, what happened to being in your prime, 29 to 31? I mean, someone said it to me last night, one of the scouts that were talking to him, he says, well, they sure got old fast. Come on, they're 29.
Yeah, but you know, everybody says, yeah, let's just do it like the Cubs and have all these 25 and under guys and how many teams are trying to do that out there, and it can't be done? I mean, they can't get it done. Find those guys, develop them, identify them, get them out of other people's organizations, and that's where I think, you know, people talk about the Cubs can spend money and they can go and get the guys they want, but they've been able to do that, and you know, all these guys that are coming, that the regime, that, you know, Theo Epstein and those guys went in there and they said, this is what we're going to do. And that's a nice thing. We've heard everybody's rebuilding plan. Well, they did it. And look at the number of guys they have and that they've traded.
Well, Hap has 20 home runs already. How about that? He didn't come up until May or June.
Right.
It really is a story of the youth of the Chicago Cubs and what they've accomplished. Paul, we've got Paul White with us. We've got the Cardinals out here. And I must tell you, they go through the lineup. It's one of those Butch Cassidy things. Who are these guys? I have no idea who they are, but they come in and they play and they beat you.
Yeah, and Mike Mattini's done a nice job of mixing and matching guys. A lot of guys in that team have had a difficult time over the last season and almost two full seasons of adapting to the fact you don't play every day. We find the best lineup. We find the best combination of guys. You know, Matt Carpenter's all over the infield. Jed Jerko could be, you know, has been in different places, the infield, different times. Colton Wong gets upset because he doesn't play every day. The outfielders has been the same way. You know, Piscotty has a tough time. Go to the minors then. We got other guys. And, you know, that's another system that's done a great job of developing players. But I think their biggest issue is they've had to adapt to the fact that you're just a piece here. You're one of, you know, 15 guys that we can put on the field and move around and match up better. And I think they're still just coming to grips with that. But, you know, yeah, who knew who Tommy Pham was before the middle of this season? But that's what the Cardinals do. They aren't rated, oh, we've got the superstar prospect of the year in our system. No, they've got nine useful guys coming.
Well, if they can figure out their pitching,
yeah,
and I mean their bullpen pitching, you know, eventually you run out of games, unfortunately. There's only 162, and you run out of games.
That's
all? But yeah, that's it. Not like the old Pacific Coast League where you play 200.
200.
But they're going to run out of games, unfortunately,
yeah,
and
yeah,
so will the Brewers. But those two teams, they've stayed in there. They're exciting. Jimmy Nelson, another great game for him. But, you know, tell me who DeJong is and Bader. Give me a scouting report on those guys. You know, until they showed up, I didn't know who they were.
Right. You know, and a couple of years ago, I went down. I was doing a story on the Cardinals system. I went down to Peoria. And Dan Bilardello, the ex-catcher, was managing down there. And he had a young kid, and he's up to AAA now, whether he makes it or not. Venezuelan kid. His name was Breivik Valera. I was like, who is this guy? I watched him in a three-game series. He played five positions. I said, what are you doing with this guy? He says, I'm getting ready to be a Cardinal. He played the whole infield. He played left field. Nice little slap hitter, move the runners. You know, he's not going to be on anybody's prospect list. Watch the guy show up here in another year or two and be a piece for the Cardinals.
Well,
you know?
That's the issue, is they bring guys up and they perform. And it's like they've been here before. And honestly, we look at the Giants and all the people they're bringing up and the growing pains that go with them. The Cardinals don't seem to have that. And if the guy doesn't do well, they send them back and bring another guy who does better. So it's interesting to watch them. And, you know, they're here this weekend. Lance Lynn is today. And so this is a pretty interesting ball club. They've got Luke Weaver pitching tomorrow, and he's pitched a little bit better as well.
He looks good, yeah.
Let's shift over one more segment here, and that is to the West. And I said this a couple of weeks ago, and Arizona can give the Dodgers trouble. And I realize it's a wild card team. So Greinke's got to pitch a game. And then all of a sudden, here comes Kershaw and Darvish and Hill and what have you. But Robbie Ray, you know, seems to be able to hold his own. Corbin is pitching well now. They got a little bit of a bullpen. I think if anybody can give the Dodgers trouble in a wild card in the five-game series, I think Arizona's the team.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm waiting to see who else might actually be in there.
Walker.
You know, I think when we talked about this before, I said, you know, I had a sense that one of those two West teams wasn't going to hang on, and Colorado starting to let in water here a lot in a hurry, and their pitching has caught up to them, I think, despite all they finally stopped hitting. I mean, they'll do it again, but, you know, they don't have the pitching to cover for that. So it's maybe Milwaukee or somebody, or even St. Louis, you know, sneaks in in that second wild card. So then, yeah, you're right, all bets are off. You know, Greinke can be the, you know, go out and throw a two-hit shutout in a wild card game, or he can just implode. We've seen both. But you're right. I think Arizona is the best equipped. You mentioned the pitching, and some of the younger guys, Taiwan Walker, continues to pitch well for
them.
Godley's another one. They've made that bullpen deeper, you know, putting Archie Bradley out there.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. They're an interesting team offensively. If they can stay in a close game, again, we talk about the Dodgers. The Dodgers and the Nationals, if some underdog puts pressure on them, you know, it's going to be real interesting to see how they respond.
Yeah, I think they can be pitched to, the Dodgers. I really do. So if you're a Dodger fan, I think you want to root for Milwaukee or St. Louis to knock off Arizona. And I think they'll breathe a deep sigh of relief. I really do.
Yeah, or hope Colorado gets in. I'd take my chances. The Dodgers score plenty of runs against that team, I think.
Oh, absolutely. But where would the game? Well, of course, Arizona, Colorado. You know, Arizona.
Not a lot of difference. Yeah,
no, it makes a whole difference. Boy,
Boy,
what a season! You know, we start. You and I meet each other in March down in Arizona, and here we are at Labor Day. You never know where it's going to end up. If I'll put you on the spot just a little bit, and of course we've done the preamble that so many things can happen. Well, who do you think will be the last two standing when we get to the World Series as we head into this Labor Day weekend?
Well, I do this stubborn thing. I always make picks at the start of the year, and until they prove that it can't happen, I stay with it. I think it's the Red Sox and the Cubs. I think the Cubs' experience gets them through the National League playoffs against teams that still have that sort of the gorilla in the room about advancing. And Boston is just so darn athletic. They're just every time you watch them, you're just impressed with the athleticism, the depth of that lineup. You know, they got Chris Sale at the top, and the other guys are fine, especially with the team that's going to score 5-6 runs most nights, you know, Porcello and the rest. So I just think in an American League that you know, Cleveland's playing really well. I think Houston is going to have a difficult time. I think Boston's the team there.
Yeah, they don't hit a lot of home runs, and sometimes that's very good in the playoffs,
right.
Not to rely on the home run. But they get thrown out more than any team on the bases because they run like crazy, and they've got the all-time guy to get thrown out. That's Nunez.
We've seen him,
but he's been great for Boston. Well, it's going to be an interesting month to see how everything shakes out, who gets the home field. And that's what September baseball is all about. So I'd love to have you on. We'll do it again when we get towards the end of the season, and we'll update on MVPs and all that.
Sounds great, Marty.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Thank you. Have a good day. All right. That is Paul White. Boy, he put USA Today, the weekly together, Sports Weekly, and he knows his stuff. I love having him on. We do it with Paul every holiday and every major milestone of a baseball season. He comes on.